Next item is Long Neck Back Bay Center Commercial Site Plan on Route 24.
This is a site plan for 3,562 square feet, or square foot banks, located on 0.77 acres, and an 11,560 square foot retail building located on 1.35 acres. Both of the sites are zoned C1. Setbacks meet the requirements of the zoning ordinance. Bank requires 18 parking spaces and 33 are provided. Retail store requires 58 and 58 are provided. Bank has 7 spaces and the retail store has 34 spaces that's located within the front yard setback. The closest is 16.7 feet from the right-of-way along 24. The adjoining retail store in the Happy Harry's has parking located within the front yard setback. Access to both of these sites is from a cross-access easement that's located in the existing shopping center. There's no direct access to Route 24 for either site. A tie water will provide central water. It's in the county sewer district. And if preliminary approval is granted, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals.
Mr. Abbott, I'm not sure I heard you correctly. Are you saying that the Happy Harry's has parking in the setback or does not have? Because it appears to me that they are not parking in the setback. It's a 40-foot setback there. They're not parked in it.
Setback 60 by requirement.
Okay, I'm sorry. That's misshown.
This is shown 16 feet setback at the corner of.
Well, what I was looking at was if they had noted a 40-foot building restriction line, but apparently that's supposed to be 60.
60-foot building restriction line.
Okay, well, the plan will need to be revised to reflect that.
They meet that requirement. Is just put the building restriction line there. That's what it appears. All the buildings are 60 plus.
Yeah, I'm not sure that 40.7, is that a building restriction line, or is that just showing the measurement for comparison's sake?
No, on my drawing, it says 40-foot building restriction line.
I think we're talking about two different things.
Down here says 40.7.
Well, I see. Okay.
That's the actual dimension from the property line to the paving. I'm looking over here where they struck a line across here,
right,
saying that's the building setback.
So 60 is required. But the buildings are in excess of 60.
I see that, yeah. I know the buildings are okay. I was just, my concern was that if the 40 was correct, then nobody else is in the setback. And if nobody else is in the setback, but apparently they are, and they are parking in the setback.
But am I correct in looking at this, Mr. Chairman, that it appears as though the property that you're using for comparison purposes, being Happy Harry's, has a 40-foot setback for their parking? And looking at in particular the retail section, it looks like it's as close as 16.7.
That would be correct if you follow
the corner. Yeah,
and you just slice off that from there. Yeah. That one corner. Yeah, that's.
I'm assuming that the boxes with the exit or dumpster locations.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah,
I'm assuming that's what they are.
I would say so, yeah.
They're actually in the yard setback, and typically they're enclosures, so they
should be relocated
somewhere else.
I guess, Mr. Johnson, what you're
somewhere else.
We're contemplating the conformity argument that we just.
Absolutely. The commission has been taking a strong line in terms of front yard setbacks, and typically our exceptions are based on neighboring properties, and I for one have a real hard time accepting a comparison between a 40.7 foot setback and a 16.7 as being comparable.
Mr. Johnson, I'll point out that it looks like, just from my quick calculations, it's only about 7 or 8 parking spaces that are really materially affected by that, just because of the way it's angled. But
I'm coming up with 15.
Yeah, I mean, as far as just the ones that are mostly within it.
start one at,
First idea.
And in particular on Road 24, I have a real concern with the front yard setbacks and perhaps there are properties that we have granted that waiver in the past. And I'm not inclined to be real liberal in those banning further ones, except for ones that are adjoining properties. So gentlemen, I don't know where we stand with this, whether this is a project we turn down or we modify it with those.
A question. If that's a 40-foot front yard setback, then how are these four units or 60-foot? What are these four units to the extreme left doing because
residential, they can be 40.
They can be 40. Okay. All right. I knew there was a reason.
It relates to commercial buildings. That's a pool
question. Mr. Chairman, may I ask another question?
You may, sir. What's your question?
Do we have any indication anywhere of any landscaping or trees or anything going to be planted?
Not seen any, but the engineer is here again on this one also.
Well, we can certainly require it.
Sure.
I don't think we need to tell him that it's not, and him to tell us that it's not there. We see that it's not there.
I didn't know if there was a separate plan okay. We hadn't seen.
No, that's a good question.
Shane, the four units were just a question. The building next to the four units, is that a pool house and a pool?
I believe so.
It
that's
is, right. Yeah.
It's part of what they call the Victoria Landing.
Mm-hmm. And that's a 40-foot.
They're 40-foot because of residential.
Mm-hmm.
And a residential accessory.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Mr. Abbott, looking at the retail building with the 11,560 square feet, how many parking spots are they required to provide, and how many are they showing?
58 required and 58 provided.
Thank you. Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning Long Neck Back Bay Center, commercial site plan on Route 24, my motion is for denial based on the number of parking spots that are located within the front yard setback and that their requested setback is not in within the same reasonable setback provided by the adjoining property.
Second. It's been moved and seconded to deny Long Neck Back Bay Center commercial site plan on Route 24 due to parking and setbacks. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next